Hello and welcome to the Venn Food Strip Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach, covering the food scene in and around Vancouver area and beyond. This is episode 7 of the Venn Food Strip Podcast. This week I'll be talking about the Vancouver Ice Summer Drink Challenge and the Dine Outside Festival, including Forage and B-Side Forage restaurants. I will then talk about the Jasmine Lebanese Bakery on Main Street, and I will feature some of the new dishes at the plant-based restaurant Chi Vegan in Kitsilano. I will then talk about my day trip to Whistler, Pemberton, Mount Currie, and Squamish, along with the newest Honda CR-V 2020. So let's get on with this week's show, and remember to follow along on my ongoing contests, providing you chances to win tasty prizes from a selection of local restaurants. It continues on all summer long, right through August into September. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at VanFoodster to enter the contest, as well as visit VancouverFoodster.com for everything food in and around the city. On to the Ice Summer Drink Challenge, which is on currently. It's on now through September 6th. We've got three different cafes, creations around the city. So you can check out Whisk Matcha Cafe. They're over on Kingsway, right near Main Street in 7th, 8th Avenue there. It's right in the heart of Mount Pleasant. They have done a sparkling matcha raspberry, a beautiful drink with matcha, raspberry, fresh, very fresh, local from that raspberry and sparkling. So you can definitely go in there and enjoy that. And it's offered all the time now, 39 Kingsway in Vancouver for that one. And then you've got Trees Organic Coffee. All their locations are featuring this drink. It's called the Cloud 9. And actually, it looks like a blue sky with clouds, created by barista Amingo Wang. It's a beautiful drink. And you can definitely check that one out there. And it is a coconut milk-based drink, and you can check that out at all the Trees locations around the city. And lastly, Delaney's Coffee House, all of their locations, including Vancouver and the North Shore, is featuring the Delaney's Mocha Chiller. And that's available at all their locations all the time now until September 6th. So definitely go out and try all these different drinks, and remember to vote for them for your People's Choice favorites. So there's a new festival happening this summer. It's a takeoff of the Tourism Vancouver Run Dine Out Festival, which happens every January in Vancouver, to help out all the restaurants this summer during COVID and keeping everybody safe outdoors and outdoors eating. They have come out with a new festival, which is such a great idea. It kicks off this week. It's running from August 21st to September 21st. It's being held at 163 restaurants around Vancouver. They are offering a patio dining kind of experiences. You've got a choice of different menus ranging from $15, $25, $35, and $45. Three-course menus pretty much throughout. And you get to go out and enjoy those outside on their patios, or you can get a picnic. And this is what I just experienced recently, and this is a really good idea. 93 restaurants around the city are offering picnic to go. And here the idea is you get your picnic, it's all made for you. You just pick it up and then head on out to one of the pop-up plazas around the city now. There's a bunch of those. Go to Stanley Park, go to like any park in your neighborhood. Go to the beaches. I just say, you know, you don't want to be around crowds. That's my thing, is just like find a spot which is kind of away from a lot of people and then go enjoy your picnic. And it's a great idea. So we have the great weather right now, August, and hopefully we'll have great weather in September too. But as soon as you see like it's going to be a sunny day or it's going to be a dry night, check out some of these different picnics and head on out. Now, I got to experience two of them recently, and both were phenomenal. Both did a great job. So Forage Restaurant, everyone will know Forage. It's been around for a few years now. I think probably 4 or 5 years now. Chef Wilbert Choi is running the kitchen there. They're located on Robson in the West End. So their picnic to go is, the style is West Coast. It's $70 and it feeds two people. So you get these two big boxes. First box is a local cheese and charcuterie pack. It came with house-made mustard, pickled veggies, local artisan cheeses, a variety of meats, walnuts, crisp breads, and these really, really good crackers. Those were really addicting, by the way. Really good. And then the other box is called the Sea, Land, and Soil Pack. So here you've got albacore tuna crudo. You've got a bison carpaccio and seasonal grilled veggies. We had actually broccolini, and they were kind of like a charred broccolini. So good. And then if you want to add to that, if you do want to have wine and cheese, a lot of people want to have wine and with their cheese and their charcuterie, you can add it on a bottle of crush pad, narrative wine. I actually visited them last summer. White rose red for an initial $30. So that's a really good idea. So for $100, you can have this picnic for two people, including wine. So you can't go wrong with that. It's a really good idea. And if you want to do this, you just call them up and look on the website, Dine Outside Vancouver. You look this up and you can see all the different packages available. So you just place your order like you would normally order from a restaurant. It's to say, I want the picnic to go, and it'll be all set up for you. Just pick it up and you go. The other one is their new restaurant. It's called Beside Forge. This actually just opened about a month or so ago, and they're offering a picnic to go. So I find they've done also a really good job. But you know, you look at the charcuterie one that Forage is doing, and you definitely want to pair it with wine. Well, this one you definitely want to pair with beer if you want to go that route. So if you just want the picnic by itself, it's $42. It's basically you get two boxes here as well. You got one box, and that box is a Caesar. It's kind of like a Caesar salad. It's their gem lettuce Caesar salad. So you've got that, and that's enough to share for two. And then this other big box, you've got barbecued ribs. These were delicious, and they comes with their special house-made sauce on the side. Fried chicken wings, and they explain that they are double fried, so like they're fried and then they're fried again, so you've got the extra crispy wings. They've got deep fried cheese curds. This is kind of a treat. You know, probably like you want to eat them in moderation, but definitely a treat. And then it's got this remix hot sauce on the side for dipping. So just a really good job. I mean, just I thought this was phenomenal. And for $42 for two people, you can't go wrong. And then you know what? If you just want to add some beer to that, if you like to have beer with your ribs, you could do that and get that to go. So you find all of this at this website now. It's called Dine Outside. I think it's dineoutside.ca, something like that. I think it's dineoutside.ca. So just check out all the different menus there. And you know, you want to have some fun with this. While it's still warm and nice outside, I suggest you get some picnics to go and take your plus one. Go find a spot. You could do a bunch of different restaurants like every night if you wanted to, or just like three or four nights and then cook the rest of the time. But before summer ends, I think this is a great idea because eventually we're going to go back inside and be cooped up again. So this is your chance to get out and explore. And kudos to Tourism Vancouver for creating this and for all the restaurants involved. And what I love here this year is there is no fee for any restaurant to participate in this promotion that Tourism Vancouver did. So it was open to all restaurants as long as they had a patio or were able to offer a picnic to go, they were able to participate. So it's just a great thing for the restaurant industry to be able to involve in something like this and for everybody else to get out and enjoy. So there's a new bakery just opened up on Main Street, which I have been to a couple times already, fairly close to where I live. So I really, really enjoy this. It's called the Jasmine Lebanese Bakery. It's actually owned by the Jasmine Mediterranean Market on Main Street. It's about a block away. So the bakery is at 4129 Main Street, baking up fresh every day. And you've got all these Mediterranean treats, kind of like from the Lebanon area. I had a za'atar flatbread, which I really love. That was good. It comes in a couple sizes. They had a cheese flatbread. It's a special kind of cheese they have from Lebanon there. And they have a bunch of different croissants. Now, I had one which was the za'atar croissant, also really good. Cheese croissant, really good. They also have chocolate. I have not tried that one yet. I have tried a couple of their different breads. They've kind of got, like, say, it looks like a bagel, but it's not a bagel. And it's a round bread, and it's covered in sesame seeds. I tried that one. That was really good. I also just had a kind of like a bun from them. And then I tried a few of their cookies. But just a great job there. Definitely check it out. Their bakery seems to know what he's doing. And you get to try something different that you haven't really seen this around town. You know, there are some places downtown that do flatbreads, of course. Minutia does great flatbreads. But this is a little bit different. You can just go in, pick them a few, and take them home. And they're good for a few days. And I had talked recently about Chi Vegan, that I had actually not been there. And I talked about this new plant-based restaurant and Chef Chi. So I finally got to try some takeout there recently. And one of the things is they have the chicken and blossom salad. No, that is currently in my salad challenge. So you definitely want to check that out right now. The salad challenge is going on till August 30th. So that is chicken, but it's not chicken. Like, it's plant-based, right? So it's not done like actually chicken, but they've done a great job creating what it would be like if it was real chicken. And you've got banana blossom in there. The whole flavor of the salad was very good. I really like that. Also tried their pot stickers with a spinach wrap, veggie pot stickers, of course, with a ginger chili soy. Tried the most popular dish on their menu, which is called, and I may spell this wrong, but chasa lavong, and it's actually turmeric fish is what they call it. There's no fish, of course, because it is done as a vegan dish, but it's a fish tofu turmeric. Bunch of great flavors in here: rice noodles, crispy shallots, peanuts, and the fish sauce, like their version of the fish sauce. So it's really good, and I love the char grilled eggplant. So smoky whole eggplant, crispy shallots, peanuts again. They just do a really good job. And then there's this coconut affogato. Now, they're making their own coconut ice cream. This is really good. And it's just got like the, you know, like the flakes of coconut just from the real coconut itself. So fresh, so good. You can get the coconut ice cream on its own, or you can get an affogato. And they've got the coconut. They'll serve it to you for there. I think, you know, for this one, you want to probably have it just on the patio. If you're going to do a takeout, I don't think this is going to work out for a takeout so well. So just, you know, sit on the patio. Go early. Nobody really there when they go early. People like to eat late in Vancouver. So you can have a coconut affogato and really enjoy yourself before you head out. And then I just recently did a day trip outside of the city. So the tricky thing this summer is for many people is you love to travel, and everybody loves to travel, but this is not the summer really for traveling because of COVID. You just want to be careful. I think you need to stay around the Vancouver area, stay around home, or head over to Okanagan if you want to, but I don't think internationally traveling is a great idea this summer. So we really want to get outside of the city, and we just did that with Honda Canada. Really appreciate Honda for giving us this great CRV to use for the week, but we used this one just for the day trip there. And Honda 2020, new car out, new model. I love driving this car. I've had this one several times from them over the past few years, and this is one I look forward to because when you head up on the highway and you're going a far distance, it's really good on gas mileage. And right now, you know, you want to save money on gas, so it's really good. And I just love how it's a sporty one. You can go on Econo mode, which I was doing around the city. You can turn off Econo, and then you head on the highway. It's got some really good zoom and pep to it, and away you go. And then, you know, heading up to Whistler, Mount Currie, it didn't use up that much gas, so it was actually a really good vehicle for that. But I love the sound system's really good, and then it's very comfortable, so it was a really appreciated that. And then there's a great space in the trunk, kind of like an open trunk, but put our stuff in for the day, and then we brought back a bunch of produce, which we'll talk about in a minute, into the city. So it was lots of good room in there, and it's just a great, great ride. So headed to first stop was Whistler, and I actually, you know, as I was mentioning, I kind of want to avoid crowds this summer. So I've been trying to going to places that aren't the most popular areas, which is a great way of doing kind of an offbeat trip if you want to check out some stuff that's not in the main drag or not in the main village area. So my first stop was to Ed's Bread. Now, I had known about them for a couple years thanks to a pastry chef in Vancouver, Aaron Solman. He's now at Nemesis, but he told me that one of his favorite bakers around is Ed's Bread. And so he's like, you know, you got to put Ed's Bread on your horizon, basically. Like, so I've been following Ed's Bread on Instagram now for maybe a year and a half or so. And I've been really wanting to go there, but it's been hard getting to Whistler this year, and especially with what's going on. So finally made it over. Now, because of COVID, they only allow two people in their bakery at a time. So what I didn't realize was we got there kind of aiming for 11 o'clock, and we got there, and then we got inside, and then They're kind of rushing us. I understand why they're rushing us. Like, I could stand there for, 25 minutes. I could be staring at a loaf of bread, trying to decide what to get. But it turned out to be quite a lineup outside the door because, two people at a time, it takes a while. So we fairly rushed through things. We picked up a country sourdough bread, picked up some of their house-made chickpea hummus, organic Pemberton blueberry, rosemary, and cornmeal scone, which was delicious. They tried a couple of their cinnamon buns, the sourdough cinnamon bun, really liked that one. Sourdough pecan cinnamon bun, which I just had yesterday, that was also really good. And one of their cookies, the chocolate, coconut, oat, and sea salt cookie made with the house milled Red Fife. Now, so one thing I did talk about a few months ago on one of my other radio shows was that they do their own milling of the flour in-house. So they're one of about 5 or so bakeries around the Vancouver area now. I mean, they're the only one in Whistler that I know of that are milling their own flour from the wheat. They get in and they're making their own bread. So we tried the country sourdough only because we've never had the bread before. And they said, if you've never had the bread from them before, country sourdough was the way to go. And it was really good. So, we had on the hummus. And then when I brought some home yesterday, I had a piece with my Mumgree chocolate peanut butter, which I'm in love with. And so it's really a versatile kind of bread, and it all goes so well. So their cinnamon buns, apparently what they're known for this is people, and they had lots of them there. They're sourdough cinnamon buns. One thing I like here is they're not using much sugar in their products, and they're not using like a regular sugar. For the sourdough cinnamon buns, they're using a coconut sugar. So that's different. House-milled red wheat, bread flour, and dairy-free butter. They're doing everything. Basically, there is all vegan. So you wouldn't know it because you would think, vegan bakery. But you know what? All the bread's vegan, and that's how most bread is made anyway. And they've just done a great job. So you find them in the Creekside Village area. So this is as you're driving up into Whistler from Vancouver. This is sort of south of the main Whistler Village. It's called Creekside, and you can just find them in there. It's a really beautiful shop, and they're so well organized for COVID. So when you go in, you automatically put on your sanitizer. You just have a machine there. You get the sanitizer, and one smart thing that you're doing is, for everybody there, they ask you, for contact tracing, please leave your name and your number so we can reach you. If we ever had to reach you, we'd be able to reach you. I really like that. I thought this was smart on the owner's behalf, and they've really done a great job. So kudos to Ed's Bread. I really loved your product, and thank you again to Aaron for suggesting I check out Ed's Bread. And then, so while we're there, so we picked up this bread and the baked goods there, and we headed over to Pemberton. So my idea was that if we were in Whistler, it would be a very busy area, of course, and would be hard to avoid crowds there. So we headed over to Pemberton. So that's like a half hour, maybe 25 minute drive north of Whistler, and got over to the visitor center, and they have all these different picnic tables out in the middle of town, and no one's there. So what better way to do it is to hit up a picnic table. We had all our food from Ed's Bread, and then we had our own lunch. So that was really great. And then there was no one. It was quiet. So picked up some coffees from Mount Creek Coffee Company as well. They always do a great job, but I've visited them several times over the years. Also very well set up for COVID. Just go in, place your order, pay it to go, and you sanitize your hands, of course, inside and outside, on your way out, inside, coming in and going out, and then where you go. So we got to enjoy that as well. And then went over through some of the farms. So one of my favorite farms in the Pemberton area is the North Arm Farm. And so we headed over there and got to see what they were growing. And, they're about root vegetables, garlic, all these kinds of things like that, chards. They supply many of our fine local restaurants here around Vancouver and the island. They've always done a great job farming. I toured their farm a few years ago, so it was great to return there now. And they've got a whole on, you can get ice cream there, you can get coffees. There's all sorts of stuff going on there. So we went there. And then we went downtown Pemberton, and happened that the Pemberton Market, Farmers Market, was on that afternoon. Also super well organized. They spaced things out. It wasn't busy, which was great. If it was busy, I would probably avoid it. But this was really well organized, and went to some of the different stands through there. Helmer's potatoes, people will know that if you're around Vancouver and you're in a restaurant, and sometimes you'll see, where does our produce come from? It will say Helmer's Potatoes. So that's where they're located, in Pemberton. Visit Nitty's Cuisine. I love her. She's a great job. She does a great job. She makes samosas, all fresh. She's actually based in Pemberton, but you find her at many of the farmers markets in Vancouver fairly often. So she said she will be at the West End Farmers Market on August 22nd. So definitely want to visit her. She does a great job as well. And we visited some of the other farms for some different produce. And then one of my main reasons for going on this day trip was that I really wanted to visit this restaurant in Mount Currie. So you go, Mount Currie, where is that? Actually, Mount Currie is kind of like around the Pemberton area. It's maybe just a bit north of Pemberton, a few minutes or so. And there is a Thai restaurant, of all things. There's this Thai restaurant called Barn Nork Thai Cuisine. It's been around for a few years now. I've heard about this from several of my media friends that have been up in that area before, and I was wanting to go and visit forever. So finally we got there. Now, because of COVID, they're not seating you inside, so you have a choice of dining outside on their patio, which was totally spaced out, or getting it to go. Now, so our original plan was to get it takeout, because I wasn't sure how we'd be able to get a table there. So we placed our takeout order right at 3:30. So they open up the phone line at 3:30. Took a while to get through. It was kind of busy. Placed our to-go order, and they said, you know, you pick it up at 5:10. But of course, we were early. So as we were puttering around a bit early, such wonderful staff, I said, oh, look at this spacious patio. You can have the whole area to yourself. So I said, is this possible to get a table? And they were so accommodating. They were like, you know what? You guys are the first ones with our order in. Of course, we'd love to see you here. It's all to, you know, all the boxes are to go. They supply us with water and utensils, and we just had a delightful early. I mean, it was definitely early. I don't usually like to eat it so early. I usually like to eat around 6:37, but we're eating at 5 o'clock. But we had just delicious Thai cuisine, and it's so different that we can find anywhere else. And that's one thing. So the one thing is, it was not spicy. So I don't love a lot of spice anyway, but some of the local restaurants do spice things up, but the flavors were outstanding. All these dishes that we had were really, really good. So kudos to them. You know, there's a whole article that Mia Stansby had written about them a couple years ago, Vancouver Sun, about the, you know, the background of the owners and how they ended up opening a Thai restaurant of all things out in Mount Currie. And they said that they had looked around and there was no Thai restaurants in the area, and that's how they decided to open there. And so happy that they did. So we had the beef masaman curry that was delicious, and it's all using all these local suppliers in the area. So we had the beef short ribs. It was really good. And the curry, crab fried rice, and then the Barn Nork Pad Thai, which is gluten-free, and it's also done really well. So, you know, that's one thing you definitely want to check out, is the Barn Nork Pad Thai. And then we had a side of steamed mixed vegetables. So that's kind of like, you know, you want some vegetables in your meal plan there. So it's definitely something to do. So we had that. And on our way out of Mount Currie, we headed down south and drove down to Squamish as we're heading back to Vancouver. So when you're going to Squamish, you want to check out this ice cream shop that I had never been to before. It's called Allison Brome Ice Cream. It's just Google it for directions on how to get there. It's kind of on the north side of town. And so there's quite a story with them. So if you actually, there's a whole article you can read about them. It's how that the couple met here, but the husband is from New Zealand, and he remembered growing up and in New Zealand, they had this fruit ice cream, and it was just done, these days, done with a special machine, but he just loved it, and he thought, you know what, let's open up this ice cream shop in Squamish. They started off with like a boulder kind of trailer, and then from there, they grew to their own shop, and it's a fairly simple menu. They use all local products. So you've got Birchwood Dairy out in Abbotsford. They supply their ice cream. You can have a plant-based version of this using Nora's, which is made in Vancouver. And then they have fruit from Newfield Farms. Now, I actually visited Newfield Farms a couple months ago out in Abbotsford. So, you know, it's great to know where your berries are coming from. I mean, I know where they're coming from. So I had a blueberry ice cream on a waffle cone. It had quite the lineup, but same thing, totally organized. They have a distance lineup and they have markers on the ground that are showing 2 meters, and you stand there and then you wait your turn and you move up and everybody's masked. Not a lot of the customers were. Some of the customers were masked, and I actually hope that more customers will be masked. But anyways, it was done very, very well organized, distance, of course. The owners are all masked up, and a very, very good payment system. So you're in and out, and then you can enjoy your ice cream. They're open daily now, Monday, right? 7 days a week. I believe it's from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. approximately. You'll have to check their website and their Instagram for this, but definitely want to head out. You know, it's like a 40-minute drive from Vancouver, so you can't go wrong. And it's like the halfway point between Whistler and Vancouver, so you want to check that out. So definitely a fun day trip. Again, thank you to Honda Canada for the CRV for the week, and especially, you know, using it for the day here. It was just a great, great way of getting up to the whole Sea to Sky region for a day trip. And you know, I love staying overnight. Didn't do that this time around, just wanted to do a day trip. So that's it for this week's episode, and tune in next week. And please subscribe to the podcast through Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and on iHeartRadio. Tell your friends about it. Please share it and have them subscribe as well, and watch out for the continuing of the contest going throughout the summer.